USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A portion of President Biden's economic agenda won't get through Congress this year. The White House is choosing to hold off on the Build Back Better plan, at least for 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's glad.
The best Christmas gift Washington could give working families would be putting this bad bill on ice.
The CDC advisory panel is saying that the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccines are better than Johnson & Johnson's vaccine because they say it can cause a rare blood clot. So far, it's killed up to 9 people. The CDC must now decide whether to accept the recommendation. The COVID-19 positivity rate in New York has doubled in just 3 days as the new Omicron variant has spread throughout the country. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, has banned 7 surveillance-for-hire companies from the social media's platform over concerns about spying that could affect close to 50,000 users. The Facebook users across 100 countries may have been targeted by the surveillance companies working for both government agencies and private clients. The move comes after months of investigation by the parent company, which used terms such as cyber mercenaries and surveillance for hire to describe some of the bad actors. The Meta report said the banned companies provide intrusive software tools and surveillance services indiscriminately to any customer, regardless of who they target or the human rights abuses that they might enable. People on Instagram were also targeted with the malicious software. Facebook said it removed about 1,500 fake accounts, blocked malicious web addresses, and sent cease and desist letters to the companies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has now moved to permanently lift a restriction barring patients from receiving abortion pills by mail. The decision will allow an FDA-approved drug to be used in conjunction with a second pill to be prescribed through telehealth consultants and mailed directly to patients, eliminating a requirement that stipulates that the pills be picked up at a hospital or medical office. A judge granted a request from medical groups to suspend the in-person dispensing requirement due to the COVID-19 pandemic in the summer of 2020, but the Supreme Court in January moved to restore the rule. The Biden administration again waived enforcement of the in-person requirement in April amid challenges and then launched a scientific review to determine whether the restrictions could be permanently lifted. The FDA said it was dropping the in-person requirement to minimize the burdens on the healthcare delivery system and to ensure that the benefits of the drug outweigh the risks. No effective date for the change was immediately given. Abortion rights advocates praised the FDA's decision to lift the long-running restriction as the Supreme Court weighs potential rollbacks to federal abortion laws. Anti-abortion groups, however, panned the decision. Susan Leibel, the state director for the Susan B. Anthony List, said, "The further along in the pregnancy that you use the pills, the greater the complications." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.